Why God cast Lucifer into eternal darkness. In the vast expanse of Christian theology, one of the most perplexing and thought-provoking questions revolves around the nature of divine justice and why God does not forgive Satan and the fallen angels. To unravel this mystery, we must embark on an extensive journey through the pages of the Bible, exploring the nature of angels, the concept of free will, and the profound wisdom that guides God's decisions. This exploration will not only illuminate the reasons behind the unforgiveness of these celestial beings, but also deepen our understanding of God's justice, love, and mercy. Angels, as described in the Bible, are powerful spiritual beings created by God to serve Him and fulfill His divine purposes. They are mentioned throughout Scripture, often depicted as messengers, warriors, and worshipers of God. Their nature and roles are diverse, with specific orders and hierarchies, such as archangels, cherubim, and seraphim. Lucifer, who later became known as Satan, was one of the most exalted angels. Ezekiel 28:12-15 provides a vivid description of his original state. "You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, carnelian, chrysolite, and emerald, topaz, onyx, and jasper, lapis lazuli, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you." Lucifer's original name means light bearer or morning star, reflecting his radiance and high standing among the heavenly hosts. He was endowed with immense beauty, wisdom, and power, serving as a guardian cherub in the direct presence of God. Despite his exalted position, Lucifer harbored a growing pride and ambition that eventually led to his downfall. The book of Isaiah 14:12-15 captures his rebellious thoughts. "How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit." Lucifer's desire to ascend above God and be worshipped as the Most High was the ultimate act of rebellion. This pride and ambition led to his expulsion from heaven, along with a third of the angels who chose to follow him. Revelation 12:7-9 describes this cosmic battle. "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him." One of the key reasons why God does not forgive Satan and the fallen angels lies in the nature of their sin and the irrevocability of their decision. Unlike humans, angels were created with complete knowledge and understanding of God's majesty and holiness. Their rebellion was not an impulsive mistake, but a fully informed and deliberate choice. Hebrews 2:2-3 emphasizes the seriousness of their transgression. "For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation?" The gravity of their sin is further highlighted in Jude 1:6. "And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day." The decision of the fallen angels was final and made with full awareness of its consequences. This conscious and willful rebellion against God's sovereignty is why their sin is considered unforgivable. They chose to reject God, fully knowing the eternal ramifications of their actions. To comprehend why God's forgiveness is not extended to the fallen angels, we must delve into the concept of divine justice. God's justice is a fundamental aspect of His character, ensuring that His judgments are true, righteous, and equitable. Psalm 89:14 states, Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. One of the pivotal differences between human and angelic sin is the level of knowledge and understanding possessed by the offender. Humans, created in the image of God but limited by their finite understanding, often sin out of ignorance, weakness, or temptation. God's mercy is extended to those who repent, as illustrated in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. In contrast, the fallen angels, with their superior knowledge and direct experience of God's glory, made a conscious and irrevocable choice to rebel. Their sin was not a result of ignorance or weakness, but a deliberate rejection of God's authority. This distinction is crucial in understanding why their sin is unforgivable. Free will is a central tenet of Christian theology, underscoring the freedom given to all intelligent beings to choose their path. God's creation of beings with free will, including angels and humans, demonstrates His desire for genuine love, obedience, and worship, rather than coerced compliance. Deuteronomy 30:19 presents this choice to humanity. "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." Similarly, the angels were endowed with free will, and Lucifer's choice to rebel was an exercise of that freedom. The seriousness of the angels' rebellion lies in their full awareness of God's majesty and their decision to reject Him despite this knowledge. This deliberate misuse of their free will underscores the gravity of their transgression and the irrevocable nature of their choice. The story of Satan and the fallen angels serves as a profound lesson in the nature of free will, the severity of sin, and the justice of God. It emphasizes the importance of humility, obedience, and reverence before the Almighty. James 4:7-8 advises, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you." This narrative also highlights the distinct roles and destinies of angels and humans. While angels were created as spiritual beings with specific functions, humans are afforded the opportunity for redemption through Jesus Christ. John 3:16 encapsulates this message of hope and salvation. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." The ultimate fate of Satan and the fallen angels is sealed by their rebellion. The Bible prophesies their final judgment and eternal punishment. Revelation 20:10 describes their destiny, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever." This eternal separation from God and His goodness underscores the seriousness of their rebellion and the justice of God's response. It serves as a solemn reminder of the consequences of defying the Creator. In the grand narrative of creation, the rebellion of Satan and the fallen angels, and God's response to it, reveal the depths of divine justice and the sanctity of free will. God's refusal to forgive these fallen beings highlights the gravity of their sin and the irrevocable nature of their choice. Yet in His infinite wisdom and mercy, God has provided a path of redemption for humanity through Jesus Christ. This plan of salvation, underscored by the sacrificial love of Jesus, offers hope and forgiveness to all who choose to repent and believe. As we reflect on these profound truths, we are called to embrace the majesty of God's plan, recognizing the eternal significance of our choices and the depth of His justice and mercy. Through prayer, reflection, and steadfast faith, we can draw closer to God, living lives that honor His divine will. May we always seek to understand and appreciate the intricate workings of God's justice, love and grace, finding solace and strength in His eternal wisdom. In doing so, we honor the teachings of the Bible and the transformative power of God's love in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Creator of all that is seen and unseen, we approach You with humble hearts, seeking wisdom and understanding in the mysteries of Your divine plan. We recognize Your infinite wisdom and boundless love, which shine upon us every day. As we ponder the depth of Your forgiveness, We acknowledge our limited understanding and seek your guidance. Help us to comprehend the nature of your justice and mercy and how they coexist harmoniously in your divine realm. We thank you, Lord, for the mercy you extend to us despite our failings and our tendency to stray from your path. You offer us redemption and the chance to return to your flock, a testament to your endless love. We are humbled and grateful for the opportunity to repent and be renewed in your love. However, the fate of the fallen angels, those who rebelled against your glory, remains a complex aspect of our faith. We recognize that these beings, once pure and close to you, chose a path away from your light. Their actions, born of free will, led them out of your grace. In this, we see a reflection of the importance of free will, a gift you gave to all your creation, and the responsibility that comes with it. Lord, teach us through this the value of our choices and the consequences they carry. May we learn from the fall of these angels the importance of humility, obedience, and a heart that constantly seeks your face. May their story remind us to remain vigilant in our faith and steadfast in our devotion to you. We also pray, Heavenly Father, for the grace to accept the mysteries of your kingdom. As we seek understanding, we recognize that some things are known only to you. In this acceptance, may we find peace and confidence in your supreme wisdom and justice. In the story of the fallen angels, we see the manifestation of your justice, a crucial and perfect aspect of your nature. This reminds us that your love is not permissive, but is tied to righteousness and truth. Help us, Lord, to embrace your justice as we embrace your mercy, understanding that both are expressions of your unchangeable love. Furthermore, we pray for strength to resist the temptations and deceptions that led these angels astray. Protect us, O Lord, from the snares of the evil one, and guide us in your light. Endow us with the armor of faith, the shield of truth, and the sword of your word so that we may stand firm against all spiritual challenges. As we reflect on the fate of the fallen angels, may this awaken in us a deeper love for you, a deeper appreciation of your grace, and a stronger commitment to live in your righteousness. May this inspire us to seek you with all our heart, to live lives that honor you, and to extend your love and forgiveness to others. Finally, Lord, we pray for all who struggle with doubts and questions about faith. May your Holy Spirit provide comfort and guidance, turning their hearts toward the light of your truth. Help us to grow in our understanding of your ways and in our love for you and for one another. In all things, we submit to your will, trusting in your goodness and your perfect plan for all creation. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God's plan for humanity is one of hope and redemption, a testament to his boundless love and mercy. As we navigate our spiritual journey, let us always remember the lessons from the fall of the angels and strive to live lives that reflect the glory and grace of our Creator. Through faith, obedience, and a heart attuned to his will, we can embrace the divine justice that guides the universe and find our place in his eternal kingdom.